We come now to case number 6, which deals with an acid-base disorder. In this case, note how the clinical picture starts to get muddled as the candidate pursues the possibility of a psychiatric disorder. But because he was persistent in searching for clues to the correct diagnosis, the picture comes into focus. Let's listen now as the examiner presents this case to the candidate.
Your patient is a 38-year-old white female, brought to the emergency department by her daughter, who states that her mother couldn't get out of bed this morning. Her blood pressure is 120 over 75, pulse 80, respirations 20, and temperature 99.6. You may begin managing the case.
As I walk in the room, what do I see?
An obese lady dressed in a nightgown, sitting quietly on the cart. She appears older than her stated age, and her name is Kathy Peters.
Kathy, how do you feel?
Kind of weak.
Have you been ill lately?
No.
When did you start feeling weak?
I don't know.
I'd like to speak with the patient's daughter. How long has your mother been feeling weak?
I think it started about a week ago. No, it was actually a month ago, but it's been much worse this last week.
Has she seen her doctor?
Which one?
Well, how many does she have?
Well, she sees a psychiatrist a couple of times a month, and then she has her family doctor, of course.
Why does she see a psychiatrist?
For depression, mostly over her weight.
Does she take any medication?
Just some weight pills that her family doctor gave her.
What are the pills?
I don't know.
I'd like to talk with this patient's family doctor.
We will call his office.
I would like to examine this patient now. As I check the face and scalp, is there any evidence of injury?
No, there isn't.
Are there any lesions or palpable masses?
No.
And the ear, nose, and throat exam?
Is normal.
Is the thyroid normal on palpation, or is there a surgical scar over the thyroid area?
Thyroid is normal. There is no surgical scar.
How about the hair texture and skin? Do they feel normal?
They are normal.
And the heart and lung sounds?
They are normal.
Is the abdomen soft and non-tender?
Yes.
Are there any masses or organomegaly?
No.
And the bowel sounds?
They are slightly decreased.
What about the extremities? Any rashes, edema, or evidence of injury?
No.
Are the pulses strong and equal bilaterally?
Yes. How about some lab? Do you want any?
Let's get a CBC, UA, glucose, and lights. Also get an ECG. How about her family doctor? Have you been able to reach him?
The office is closed now. It'll open after lunch.
Then I'd like to finish my exam. How is her muscle strength?
How are you testing this?
I would ask her to assume the squatting position and...
The patient refuses to cooperate. She says she's too weak to squat.
How about the deep tendon reflexes? Are they normal?
They are uniformly depressed.
While the patient is lying on the cart, I want to lift her right arm over her head and ask her to hold it in that position.
She holds the arm in that position for a few seconds, and then it falls to her side.
Now I'd like her to get up and walk across the room by herself.
The daughter expresses concern that her mother will fall.
I will be close by.
The patient walks very slowly across the room and appears unsteady after she has taken a few steps.
I would like a psychiatric consultation on this patient, but I would like to order additional tests at this point.
What do you want?
ABGs, BUN, and creatinine.
We'll see if her psychiatrist is available. Some of your lab work is back.
CBC is normal. Urine is clean. Glucose is 85. And the electrolytes show a very low potassium, 1.6. And a low chloride level at 86. Do we have the ECG on this lady?
Here it is.
The T waves are flat. There is a prolonged QT interval. And there are also some U waves.
The psychiatrist has seen your patient. Do you want to talk to him?
Yes, I would.
Your patient has a history of long-standing depression. Seems to run in the family. I would say she's moderately depressed at this time, primarily due to her failure to lose weight. I think she can be managed on an outpatient basis.
Thank you. I'd like to start an IV on this patient, a liter of half-normal saline with 60 milliequivalents potassium chloride to run at 100 cc's per hour, and put her on the monitor.
That's being done. Your ABGs just came back.
PO2 is 78, PCO2 44, pH is 7.52, and the bicarb is 31.
The patient's family doctor is on the phone. His name is Dr. Clark.
Dr. Clark, this is Dr. Brown. Mrs. Peters is here in the emergency department complaining of weakness. Could you tell me what medication you prescribed for her?
I put her on hydrodiuril last month. She was really depressed about her weight. What's wrong with her now?
Well, she's still depressed, but she's got a medical problem, too. Her blood gases are consistent with a metabolic alkalosis. Her potassium is very low at 1.6, and she's hypochloremic as well.
Well, what do you suppose caused that?
Probably the diuretic you gave her.
She was only on 125-milligram tablet a day.
I suspect she took more.
What are you going to do with her?
She needs to be admitted.
Dr. Clark has agreed to admit her. The patient's daughter would like to know what's going on. Her name is Cindy.
Cindy, do you know how many of the weight pills your mother has been taking a day?
Depends on how she's feeling. Lately, she's been taking 2 or more a day. Does that have anything to do with her weakness?
Well, yes, it does. If you take too many of those pills, they can cause an imbalance in the body's normal chemistry.
What can you do for her?
We can admit her to the hospital and give her IV solutions that will correct the problem.
Is there anything else that you would like to do for this patient?
I think we should have her psychiatrist see her while she's in the hospital.
This case is now over.